This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It is all but a truism that in presidential election years, the economy is at or near the top of people's lists of key issues. To wit, the Pew Research Center earlier this year, 73% of people, that's the number one response, said strengthening the economy should be a top priority for Congress and the president. But the thing is that sometimes what voters believe about the economy doesn't line up with what's actually happening out there or even with their own economic day-to-day. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been looking at that gap between economic beliefs and economic reality, and here's the first in her series.
One of the places where the broader economy shows up in everyone's personal life is at the grocery store.
You want plastic paper?
Paper would be great.
Dawson's Market is in Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of D.C. It's got a Trader Joe's or Whole Foods kind of vibe, and steamed tables in the deli loaded with takeout food. Bart Yablonsky owns the store.
I think people working makes a good economy. I think a lot of good product that are out there and efficiencies in products, having things that people want to purchase.
He says he's seeing the economic recovery at Dawson's Market, supply chains easing up, more customers coming in.
Pricing is obviously the top discussion in food. Prices have gone up all last year. We're definitely starting to see them level out a little bit.
Outside the store, it seemed like every one of the people buzzing around an outdoor shopping center on their lunch breaks had their own take on just what this economy looks like. Jacques Jellin is 91 and a retired lawyer.
It's not perceived as good, but erroneously. I think all the indicators are going well.
Jellin pays attention to the macroeconomic data showing cooling inflation, low unemployment, and a bullish stock market. But
grocery prices and gas prices are up, and that's what the average person thinks. And they've been told that things are bad by certain people, but they're not that bad.
Even folks doing well for themselves seemed skeptical about the economy. Juan Umanzer is a 48-year-old real estate agent.
This is a lot of opportunities, but I would say that I'm not happy with what's happening now. I mean, our economy is not great, so it's time for a change.
But he says his own personal economy is great and attributes that to the hard work he put in over decades living in the United States.
But a lot of people that I talk to and I surround myself with, I know they're struggling to make ends meet.
That's the case for 29-year-old Melody Wong, who was visiting the supermarket with her partner.
I'm lucky enough that I can align my parents, but it's not great so far.
Wong recently graduated from college and is working as a substitute teacher.
My standard for a good economy isn't the stock market. It's whether or not I can pay my bills and, like, have food to eat.
The struggles of younger Americans came up a lot with the folks bustling in and out of Dawson's. M. Aragon of Tacoma Park, Maryland, was one of them.
People are working again, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, people aren't still struggling on, like, the other things and other aspects of living and surviving while still working.
Aragon works for a nonprofit gallery and likes the job, but
I'm definitely struggling. I think that, like, I would have thought, like, at 26, I'd have much more of a surplus of money so that I can afford to, like, travel and do things that, like, feels like a human thing to do. But it just feels like I can only work and do other side hustles.
Dawson's Market is in a pretty affluent area, just outside D.C., with lots of people with high-paying jobs. But it's expensive to live here, and even they struggle to say we are in a good economy.
Something as simple as, like, going to the movies is more expensive.
Max Vanover is a 35-year-old biostatistician working for a clinical research organization. He says he makes decent money, but
I'd like to definitely save a lot more money. I had to downsize in order to save a little bit more, but I think you probably shouldn't have to do that in order to save.
And whatever the numbers say about the economy, what matters come election day is what people think and feel about their own economic realities. In Rockville, Maryland, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.